Are you the parent of an emerging adult? Kirby Anderson challenges you to live your faith before them, now on Probe.
You know, we're living in an era of cultural captivity where identification with an evangelical church does not keep young adults from holding a set of beliefs consistent with the culture and counter to biblical truth. So what role have parents had in establishing their children's inconsistent belief systems? Can parents counter these destructive patterns in the future? Well, let's begin by considering some of the key trends driving our concern. The foremost trend is the dramatic change in the percentage of young adults who hold to no Christian affiliation or espouse a liberal, non-evangelical view of Christianity. From 1970 through 1990, the number of 18 to 25-year-old Americans professing no church affiliation was consistent at about 14% of the population. By 2000, this non-Christian group had grown to about 22% of this young generation, and by 2010, the numbers had exploded to around 36%. Now, if this trend continues, less than half of young adults will consider themselves Christians by the year 2020. When we add in the young adults who profess a liberal view of Christianity, we find that number having liberal or no beliefs grows from about one-third of American young adults to over two-thirds from 1990 to 2010. Now, even among young adults who consider themselves born-again believers, only about one-third of them ascribe to a basic set of biblical beliefs, including a creator God, a sinless Jesus, salvation through grace, a real Satan, an accurate Bible, and the existence of absolute moral truths. Overall, this means that less than 10% of young American adults have a consistent biblical worldview as compared to over two-thirds who have liberal or no Christian beliefs. Now, delving further into young adult beliefs, we find a hodgepodge of cultural concepts and life views with little apparent connection to their religious upbringing. Sociologist Christian Smith discovered a chilling paradox, stating that it was clear that emerging adults felt entirely comfortable describing various religious beliefs that they affirmed, but that appeared to have no connection whatsoever to the living of their lives. One emerging adult observed, "I don't think that it is the basis of how I live. It's just, I guess, I'm learning about my religion and my beliefs." So what role did parents have in establishing these inconsistent beliefs? We'll look at that question tomorrow.
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Kirby Anderson. Parents, it's time to start believing and living your faith before your kids. Get your free copy of Steve Cable's transcript, The Importance of Parents. Go to probe.org, then join us next time here on Probe.
You know, yesterday we looked at young adult beliefs, which raise our concern about the direction of Christianity in America. Today we will consider the extent of the parents' role in shaping the spiritual views of young adults. In 2010, we surveyed over 800 born-again young adults across America to get an understanding of what they thought about spiritual and cultural issues and how they felt about their beliefs and actions. One area of questioning was, when you think about how you develop the religious beliefs you hold today, who do you feel had the greatest influence on you? Did your beliefs come from your family, your friends, your church, your independent studies, your college professors, or others? The answers were not shocking, but still sobering. Over 65% of the respondents reported that the source with the greatest influence on their religious beliefs was a family member. Only about 11% stated that something less personal, such as a youth group or the Bible, had the greatest influence. As Christian Smith noted, what the biggest evidence shows is that when it comes to religion, parents are in fact hugely important. In fact, religious commitments, practices, and investments made during childhood and the teenage years by parents and other family members and religious communities matter. They make a difference. Of those pointing to a family member, over 7 out of 10 stated that it was their mother or grandmother, while about 3 in 10 said that it was the father or grandfather. Clearly, the female side of the family had a greater influence in passing down religious beliefs. This result may well be due to the combination of greater spiritual involvement by female parents, as well as a higher level of communication with their children. However, the rate of fatherly influence almost doubles for young adults with a biblical worldview compared to those without a worldview. So it appears that fathers who hold a biblical worldview are much more likely to be involved in establishing the spiritual beliefs of their children. Less than 1 in 10 listed a pastor as the primary source of influence, and only 3% listed a youth group. These church functions may have an important role in helping to shape our religious beliefs, but it is at best a secondary role for the vast majority of people. We are mistaken if we are relying on the church to pass on the right type of beliefs to our children. Parents, what are you communicating to your lives that are being picked up by your children? What are you communicating to them concerning religious beliefs? You know, an important probe survey indicates that over two-thirds of today's 18 to 40-year-olds state that a parent or grandparent was the dominant factor in establishing their current religious beliefs. Since the beliefs of today's young adults are dramatically different than the dominant beliefs of 40 years ago, does that mean that older adults have changed their beliefs as well, or have the beliefs been translated by the younger generation into something different? The survey results on who was the most significant source of our religious beliefs were almost identical, regardless of racial, educational, religious background. In other areas of consideration, such as biblical worldview, views on cultural behavioral issues, the church involvement, we found significant differences based upon racial background, education, etc. It appears clear that no matter our race, economic level, or religious beliefs, our parents are the primary sources that pass down those beliefs to the next generation. In other words, if born-again believers have degraded views on worldview and cultural issues, it appears that their parents are communicating, or at least not contradicting, similar views. The baby boomers and their children are captives of our society's focus on pluralism and tolerance as the only acceptable view. With this view, I can hold to certain religious beliefs that are strictly private in their application. But when those religious views begin to move into areas which may imply someone else's belief is wrong, then I need to modify my beliefs to be more accepting. To believe in God as Creator and Jesus as His Son is probably okay, but when I say that Jesus is the only way we can be reconciled to God, I am stepping on others' toes, making it inherently wrong. For baby boomers, buying into a cultural distaste for absolutes makes them loath to actually state their beliefs too strongly. The younger generation interprets this reluctance as an indication that those beliefs are not firm, but rather culturally determined. So living in a more multi-ethnic, culturally diverse, and sexually liberated generation, these young adults pick and choose among biblical beliefs and distinctly non-biblical beliefs with no concern for the discontinuities. You know, the culture is winning the battle on two fronts. First, the older generation is buying into the importance of not being too forthright with their views. And secondly, the younger generation, given no clear direction from their parents, is buying into a disjointed set of views that avoids any conflict with others. You know, looking at our recent survey of young born-again adults, we have seen that their parents are passing on a disconnected set of religious views. Have the parents and grandparents of our society started us on a downward spiral of disconnected belief from which we cannot recover? Of course, time will tell, but if we hold to a consistent set of biblical worldview beliefs, we should not sit back and wait patiently for the end of Christianity as we know it. You know, these young adults who graduated from college and have a biblical worldview are much more likely to point to a source other than a family member as the most influential factor in their beliefs. This is probably the result of college students having their faith challenged and looking for answers. In other words, the direct challenge to their faith presented by some professors and many of their peers caused them to fall away, or at least some to fall away, but caused others to examine the reasons for their belief in Christ. We do not need to fear this examination. Our Lord is the only source that has a consistent, viable explanation for the complexities and shortcomings of life as we know it. Now, if a hostile or highly skeptical attack on their faith caused some to examine their reasons and come out with a stronger, more biblical faith, perhaps friendly encouragement to examine their faith could produce similar results. If parents are passing on a watered-down belief system, perhaps we can change those beliefs by causing the young adults to run them through a consistency and credibility filter. Probe has been doing this effectively for years through our Mind Games camps for high school seniors. Is it too late to make a difference in the lives of our young adults? When Viggo Olson was in his mid-20s in his internship to become a doctor, his wife's parents became followers of Jesus Christ. Viggo wanted to restore her parents to sanity, so he began an intense study to show the obvious failure of Christianity to address the real world. He discovered instead that a biblical worldview was the only viable answer to understanding our lives and our future. He went from a mission to disprove Christianity to accepting Jesus not only as his Savior, but as his purpose in life as a medical missionary to Bangladesh. In a similar way, we need to encourage our young adults not to live an unexamined life, conforming to culture. Jesus Christ invites us to examine him because grace and truth were realized in him. I encourage you to visit our website, www.probe.org/radio. We've seen that many parents have not been passing on a clear view of faith in Christ from generation to generation. Instead, our belief system has been eroded into a mishmash of popular cultural beliefs mixed in with some variation of biblical beliefs. But we have also seen that parental wishy-washiness can be overcome when young adults are challenged to consider the validity of their views. Confronting the disconnects and shortcomings created by their mixture of beliefs as compared to a consistent Christian worldview can bring about changes in their thinking. However, the main message is for the parents of the future generations. Listen up, young adults. If you are not communicating a clear biblical worldview through your words and actions, your children are going to pick up the worldview that you do communicate. Your desire is to fit into the culture, and if you do so, you are going to be creating children who believe that the culture is the ultimate authority on truth and right living. Why? Because that is what your life is saying to them loud and clear. Susie strongly believed that sex outside of marriage was wrong because that is what your life is saying to them loud and clear. Now, Susie strongly believed that sex outside of marriage was wrong before God. It had a detrimental effect on individuals and society. However, many of her friends did not view it in the same way, so to get along, she never said much about it. What she did not realize was that her children were watching what she did not say. Even though she had told them that she hoped that they would remain pure until marriage, they did not hear her standing up for sexual purity among her friends. Without knowing it, her children relegated sexual purity to a nice ideal, but not an important belief to base your life on. Their thinking lined up with what Susie demonstrated was important to her, even though they really did not line up with what she truly believed. Things that you may not believe but grit your teeth and say nothing about will become core beliefs to your children. The society is saying they are true. They don't see a consistent disagreement from your words or your life. Thus, it must be the right value to hold. This process of gradually turning over our core beliefs to the culture is at least partially the reason for the tremendous shift in our cultural morality. As parents, we can make a difference in future generations. We need to hold fast to the truth of Jesus Christ, speak it with our tongues, and live it through our actions. Our children are looking for us for truth in this area. Let us not let them down by deferring to the norms of the culture.